Welcome to the Inner Stoic Podcast. My name is Shane. This is my podcast. It has been a while, I know. My last episode I recorded, I believe, was back in August, and it was featuring Nicole Madison. If you didn't listen to that episode, please go back and listen to it, because this one is going to be kind of a segue off of that one. I've been super busy these past couple months. My energy is back, thankfully. I was kind of in a depressive state throughout the month of September and October. I won't go into great detail, but I'm okay now. For those of you who have been following me on social media, you'll know that in the beginning of September, I participated in a TV show called Gutted. And it was a five-day TV show. It was a five-day event in the middle of the desert. And it was a van, an RV, and a schoolie. I was team schoolie. And we were all in a competition for the best builds. And it was the most life-changing experience that I've ever gone through. I feel like in those 5 days, I've had more growth, not just like physically, like learning things from other people on my team, but also as an individual, I grew so much. My view on life has completely changed. And like, I wasn't the only one that was inspired like this either. When I first arrived, the owner of the property, I was talking to him and he was kind of bummed out because he's like, the event hasn't even started and it's an absolute shit show. Because everybody's getting stuck. They don't know if they're going to be able to get food trucks down here. They don't even have porta potties yet. He's like, it's an absolute disaster. And he was all stressed out. And then when I was leaving the event, he was at the exit gate and I pulled over and I was talking to him and I was like, so how did everything go? How do you feel about everything now? And he had this big shit-eating grin on his face, smiling ear to ear. And he was like, life-changing, man. And I was like, no way. He's like, I am completely changed. So I wasn't the only one who's completely changed from this experience. And just the energy that was put into this show, it was, oh, I cannot wait for you guys to see this. It comes out in January. It's supposed to come out in November, but they've got a ton of footage to sort through. And I think it's going to be something big. I hope it turns into an actual TV show, and this is what we're doing. That would be amazing. But anyway, I came back from Gutted. My mother was staying at my house while I was gone. She was watching my dog Millie, so I got to spend some time with my mother, so that was really good. Got to meet her dog Remy. She was 6 months old, adorable. It was like breaking my heart that I don't get to watch her grow and she had to leave and all that. And I'm really on the fence. I'm thinking about adopting another dog, but I don't think I'm going to, just because I have so many goals that I want to complete. I want to do the PCT. So, you know, as soon as Millie passes, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting on trail. The following year, or if it happens before, like, I can't predict when my dog is going to pass. For those of you who have been following me on social media, I've also been dealing with that. My dog Millie has cancer. She has a tumor on her left adrenal gland, and I'm going to try to talk without choking up, but it's been really difficult dealing with that, and we're just, every day is a blessing, and we're just enjoying every day is for the, you know, however much time she has left. So that was another thing that I was dealing with. Also, my mother leaving was upsetting because I'm all alone on this side of the coast. You know, I do have friends and stuff, but I also got my heart hurt a little bit. It's not broken, but it was hurt. And so I'm healing from that as well, but I'm okay. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling like I'm getting back to my old self. I noticed that I changed with the seasons, and September, that song, Wake Me Up When September Ends. It's like literally I love September. I love the weather and everything, but literally wake me up when September every time. It's like my body knows. And the only thing that I can like relate it to is like when a bear starts to feel that it's going to be winter and he's going into hibernation, he starts getting more aggressive and eating more. It's like every time September comes around, my body is just like triggered into this like survival mode. I get super skinny, I get depressed, I go into these like dark states, and that's because of my car accident. It happened September 8th, 2008. And I've talked about this previously in posts. Whenever that comes around every year, I notice my mood start to shift, like subconsciously, I don't even know it. And it's crazy. And I guess that can be related to, you know, if you have like the guy Billy Joel Armstrong in the song Wake Me Up When September Ends, because he lost his father in September. So September is always a hard month for him. And that's kind of what I can relate it to. It's like September is always a really hard month for me, and just getting through it and eating food and being healthy. And like, I did a YouTube video with Tiny Home Tours before I left for the event, and I looked a little skinny, but like I normally do, but I looked healthy in the video. And then I had another YouTube video come out from my friend Jared Tachi's YouTube channel, and that was filmed right after the Gutted event. And you just look at the difference. Somebody even said it in the comments. You look at the difference between me and in that video, and that was literally like a 3-week period. That's what I deal with on a daily basis. It's just, I go into these depressive states. I get really skinny. I don't like the way I look. That sends me into more of a depressive state. And it's like this like cycle. But I'm super aware of it. And like every year I get better. And I just need to surround myself with people who love me and understand me and get me. And if they see something in me that's changing, or they notice something in me, they'll address it in a kind way, not in a way that sends me into a depressive state. I think it's really important to know that everybody is not perfect. We're not all perfect. I don't want to be friends with anybody perfect. And like, if somebody goes through something, I just want to be super supportive of them in every way I can. Like, if I see my friend going down the wrong road, I want to be like, hey man, listen, this isn't to hurt you or anything, but I potentially see, you know, you hurt both. And because I genuinely care about them and I want them to be better, not just, you know, to make myself feel better about a situation or something like that. But that's what I've been trying to do. Really surround myself with uplifting people and really take care of myself. And I think, did I even announce this podcast? And that brings me into my big announcement, what I was talking about in the beginning of the episode, segueing off of the Nicole Madison episode. This will be the last Interstoke podcast episode, and I'm going to be transitioning this podcast into a new podcast featuring me and Nicole Madison. So my audience is more female audience. It's a 68% female and the rest is male, and I guarantee you a large percentage of those male is you know, part of the LGBTQ community. So me talking about masculine shit, I don't talk about masculine shit really. And having a female energy on the show, I just think will make this show way better than it is. Having another person to learn from, their perspectives, to see it from a different view, I think is so valuable, and I want to bring that to my audience members. I had an awesome time talking with Nicole about relationships and seeing where she, how she looks at things. And it was just like, it was such a cool dynamic, the male and female being able to have a civil conversation, and that we don't even have to agree on everything. Just have a conversation about it and let me hear your view from it, rather than just me sitting in my own stewing in my own shit that I think is right or I think I know. It's like, I hate know-it-alls. I don't want to ever be a know-it-all. I don't want to be someone that thinks they're better than this person, or they know more in this and that and this and that. And so really learning in every single category, I guess we'll call them, is important to me. I want to learn how to be a better male. And if that that requires me to learn from females, like, I will absolutely do that. And, you know, that's what I want to bring to this show, is I want to give everybody an opportunity to learn, not just from me and my perspective, but also Nicole's perspective and what she's been through. And, you know, I think it'll be a really cool podcast. We're going to talk about trendy shit, news, celebrities, and we'll talk about relationships, you know, situations that we've been through. She's been through a shit ton of stuff. I've been through a shit ton of stuff. And I think it'll just make this podcast better than it is. And I'm really excited for it. And I hope that you will continue to listen to this podcast and continue to support it. And I feel really good about it. So over the winter, we're going to be doing this together. We're going to be recording one episode per week, and I think it'll be awesome. I'm also going to be building out a schoolie. I'm getting a short school bus. It's probably going to be a 5-window bus, I'm thinking. And so that's going to be my next project. I'm putting a bed lift in it and all that stuff. I'm going to raise the roof. I'm taking it over to Wichita, Kansas, to my boys. They're going to raise the roof for me. And yeah, this will be the start of my next journey. I'm really excited for the future. I'm excited to connect with people, and I hope you stick around and you follow the journey. To everyone that has supported me and the Inner Stoke podcast, somebody just ordered a shirt, too. I got to mail out the shirt, and I'm announcing the ending of the Inner Stoke podcast. But if you want a shirt, shoot me a message on Instagram with your email address, and I'll send you out a shirt for free with some stickers, too. And, yeah, this is it. I'll do it one more time, okay? Welcome to the Inner Stoke Podcast. My name is Shane. This is my podcast. I'm going to need a new intro, all that. Hell yeah. Brand new. Clean slate. Just like the bus is going to be. Stoked.